Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
To Radio Free Brooklyn, and you're listening to Reciprocity Radio. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm here every Sunday at 5, talking about all things food-related, recipe-related, drink-related, anything about food culture and that sort of thing. So thanks for tuning in. Today's show is going to be all about this wonderful pizza tour I did last week with some good friends. My friend Julian spent a lot of time researching and organized this awesome five borough, five pizza places bike tour. And we kept trying to do it, and it kept getting put off because of rain. But last weekend on Sunday, we finally did it. So we had a rebroadcast of my last show, which is all about the history of Negronis. And this is kind of tying into the theme with having a little bit of a fun Italian twist. So, yeah, so we did this tour. We started in Park Slope, where they live, Roxanne and Julian, and we headed straight to Best Pizza in Williamsburg. That was our first stop. It's one of my favorite slices, so it was kind of fun to have our first stop be a place that I swing into quite often because it's so good. And I wanted to read a little bit about that, and throughout the show I will be playing clips that I recorded during our actual bike tour. So I didn't get everything, and I also didn't make it to all five locations, but I think I did pretty damn good. I did four, and I'm not the most athletic person. I'm definitely like fine, but I was doing this with a group of people who like do marathons and things, so, and triathlons, so it was a hot day, and that was kind of tough, but I had fun. So anyway, so Best Pizza, it's one of my favorite places. It's owned by Frank Pinello, and it was opened by Frank Pinello, and is just a really awesome slice shop that has one of my favorite slices, which is the white slice, which is what I got there, of course, because it's what I always get, which is like a no sauce ricotta, lemon ricotta, caramelized onions, a sesame seed crust. It's really delicious. But the regular slice is also incredible. And they have some of the best sandwiches I've had. Like, if you really want to go for it, they have really good sandwiches. Meatball parm sub is, like, phenomenal, but it is an undertaking to eat. Anyway, Best Pizza was opened in the winter of 2010 by pizza man Frank Pinello. Located in Williamsburg, in a former bakery, Best Pizza utilizes a centuries-old wood-burning oven to turn out some of the best slices in town. Influenced by his Sicilian Bensonhurst roots and Sicilian heritage, New York City pizzeria tradition, Pinello is dedicated to bringing back the glory days of Brooklyn's neighborhood slice joints. Pinello grew up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and Long Island. Frank's lessons in the kitchen started early while he was learning the secrets of his Sicilian grandmother's cooking in her basement kitchen. These formative years influenced Frank to attend the Culinary Institute of America at Hyde Park. After graduation, his journey continued while making pizza at Giacomo's in the Hudson Valley with Chef Nate Appleman and at Roberta's in Bushwick. These experiences coalesced in the successful opening of Best Pizza in Williamsburg. Best Pizza's distinctive Brooklyn flavor and style has made Frank in demand across the globe, and he hopes to help to bring Brooklyn pizza to such cities as Hong Kong, London, Toronto, and Los Angeles. So what it doesn't mention on this website about Best Pizza is that Frank Pinello also has a show on Vice Network, on Vice Network Munchies, and it's called The Pizza Show, and I actually played a clip of his show on one of my first episodes here on Radio Free Brooklyn, because I love the way he talks about food, and he's just got such a, he's got a really wonderful New York accent, and the show was wonderful. He goes all over the world trying different pizza, kind of showing you the different traditions, be it Detroit or Chicago or here in New York or everywhere across the globe. He went to Italy, LA, and you can get all the episodes online at vice.com/pizza show. It's a really great show. So anyway, I was super psyched that we got to start the day there because it's one of my favorite places to go, and I'm a big fan. So I'm going to play a clip of our first stop, and then we'll continue on the pizza tour. Here we go. We're here at Best Pizza on the first stop of our bike tour. How are we feeling, everyone?
Tim? Vibrant and delicious.
What did
sweaty.
We? A little sweaty? Okay, what did you think of the pizza?
It was light enough to not weigh me down this early in the ride, and obviously it is the best pizza.
It's the best. All right. Anyone else want to get in on this?
Oh, can I throw in there?
Yeah.
I got the grandma pizza.
Okay.
And it was wet and fell apart.
Okay.
So I feel maybe that it's not the best pizza.
harsh opinions already on the tour. All right. I don't know. All right. I'm going to ask our leader. Julian, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good.
How do you like the pizza?
This is the first time I have this one, and it's pretty good. I prefer the plain slice, though.
Yeah.
Best pizza is really good with that one.
That's the consensus. You guys have anything to contribute? How are you feeling on the first stop?
Satiated.
Really good.
Good. Okay.
Sweaty.
Cool. Sweaty. I'm already sunburned somehow. Okay. How are you guys feeling?
We are the stupidest people.
I'm full.
Dimitri's full. Mackenzie?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I would say it's some of the best pizza I've ever had.
Yay. Okay, that's brought us from the first few if we make it to all five. All right. Okay, so that was a live recording of the first stop, and I had to kind of get people used to the fact that I was going to be carrying around a microphone and recording us, so they were a little hesitant, thus I did not get a ton of material, but that's okay. I am pretty excited because later in the show, you'll hear all about Pugsley's in the Bronx, and that I got a lot of recordings for that because I got to make pizza with Sal, and that was just, it was so much fun. But our next stop, we went to Queens to Two Brothers, so that was pretty great. At that point in time, I was already like, I am very hot, and I don't know if I can eat all day. But we had fun, and when we got there, I was like, not sure how I'm feeling. But as we made our way up towards the Bronx, we actually did stop off at the Bronx Brewery. So I'll play a clip from when we went to Two Brothers in Queens, and then I will tell you all about the Bronx Brewery.
I don't even know the name. What is the name of this place?
Brothers.
We're at Brothers Pizzeria in Astoria?
Astoria, yeah.
Okay. And the pizza's really good. I got the plain slice. What'd you get?
I have no idea. It's good.
A white slice with tomatoes.
It's so good.
You like it?
No, yeah, right?
Okay. Really nice. The consensus here is that it's good. How are you feeling, Kyle?
I am wonderful.
That looks like a lot of pizza.
Intense.
Sure is. All
right. For you, right?
Yes, sir.
Not white gloves for this.
So here's the other table at Brothers Pizza, not Two Brothers. How do we like it?
Woo! What is this?
This is for the recorder. This is for Reciprocity Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. How do you feel about stop two?
I'm still too full from stop one.
Yes, I already like it. It's hard to find. This is actually the closest pizza, one of the closest pizzerias to the next Vortex.
Okay. Good.
And I didn't want to take you guys to Flushing.
Yeah, thank you.
I have to say,
sorry, Flushing.
Yeah, we have to some
chicken
crust.
Appropriate amount of bread crust.
It's really good pizza despite the fact that I'm full.
Carb on carb.
Yes.
Getting this whole trip is like just carbonating.
Yeah. Any other comments?
Good to you having a beer. I'm happy not to be alone. Yeah.
Cheers. Necessary. Okay, so as you can see, we really liked Brothers. Again, not Two Brothers. Pizza in Queens. It was a really good pick by Julian, who, again, scouted all of this out, like planned this, took his bike all over the city, and planned all five stops. It was so much fun. So I wanted to talk about Bronx Brewery because we went there afterwards, and it was so great. It was a perfect way to break up what we were doing because just riding around like that in the hot sun gets really tiring. So it was really fun, and when we got there, I had a Kolsch. I don't remember what it was called, but one of the Kolsches. They had so many really interesting beers on top. They had one with basil. They had one, I think, with lavender. It's delicious. But it was a really nice way to just chill for a second after being kind of hot. And the ride up there was absolutely gorgeous. I would recommend that to anyone who wants to do a brewery tour, which was funny because when we got there, pretty much everyone at the brewery, which was around, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, they were all people in athletic clothes, just like us. There was a runners meetup. There was a brewery bike tour group also. So there are other people out there doing the same things that we are doing. And none of us felt guilty about day drinking because we had all, you know, by that point probably ridden about 15 or 20 miles. but about the Bronx Brewery. Bronx Brewery started because the borough reflects our values. This is from their website, by the way. Grit, drive, and union. The Bronx isn't short on character. For decades, it's been home to some of the toughest, most resilient people in New York City. People who know that respect is earned through hard work and determination. That's why we knew this was the perfect place for us to open shop. People don't make it happen in this borough unless they think big. We didn't get into this business as a hobby or to knock back some beers with our buddies. We want people outside NYC to enjoy our beers as much as any native New Yorker, to bring the character of the Bronx to you. And we're working our asses off to make that happen. So that is really fun. I happily would recommend it going there. They have a beautiful backyard. You can drink right around the big stills that they brew all their beer in and look at them. They're pretty great. And there are free tours on Saturdays and Sundays at 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. So I would definitely want to do that. And then the bar itself is open on Monday through Wednesday, 3 to 7, Thursdays, 3 to 8, Friday, 3 to 10, Saturday, 12 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 7 p.m. So go check out the Bronx Brewery. Have a nice cold beer, and maybe you can swing by one of these pizza places while you're at it. So I'm going to take a tiny break and play some pizza-related songs that I found somehow. And then when we get back, the big shebang, the best experience on the tour by far, was visiting Pugsley's in the Bronx and getting to make pizza with Sal. I had so much fun. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. When we got there, and it was just absolutely a blast. So I'm excited to tell you more about that after this short break.
He's the new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation, Pizza Boy USA. He's getting ready now, listen to that crowd. He's a Pizza Boy USA. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it fly. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Oh, what a guy. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Pizza Boy, look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance, up and all around the Pizza Boy. He's no schmo, they love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Pizza Boy, look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance, up and all around the Pizza Boy. He's no schmo, they love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA.
Sidewalk just admiring the view, and we thought that we would go downtown and find something to do. And we saw this place upon the corner and it looked real swell, so we opened the door and we went inside. This is what we yell now: pizza, hey pizza. Well, I got a chick I really dig. I'm gonna love her all of my life. I'm gonna take her home and marry her and keep her for my wife. And when the people come and ask me the question, I'm gonna tell them why. 'Cause she stands in the kitchen and makes me all those great big pizza pies. Now pizza, hey pizza. Well, the time went by and we had some kids, and they're the apple of my eye. And they
growing big and strong and tall, and their heads right up to the sky. Now some may wonder why they're so healthy, this is my reply. 'Cause they've been born and bred and always fed on great big pizza pies. Now pizza pie, yeah, 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 yeah. Pizza. Well, 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 and now I'm getting old, hey brother, and I'm getting ready to die. But there's one request that I must make before I hit the sky. And that request is something no man in his right mind could not deny. 'Cause when they put me 6 feet under, I'm taking a great big pizza pie now. Pizza. Hey, pizza pie.
Okay, you just heard Pizza Pie by Norman Fox and the Roy Rogers. And, oh, sorry, the Rob Boroys. And before that, Pizza Boy USA by Lou Monte. Those are some funny tracks, but I think that was like a Salon article, the 8 best songs about pizza. So thank you for that. Of course, you can always find things on. It's always amazing to me when I'm able to dig up that's food related here on the show. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Reciprocity Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you're having a nice Sunday. I am talking you through the tour that I did last week of 5 boroughs, except for I only did 4, and we ate pizza in all of them. And I really had a great time, and it sort of, it was a lot. It was hot. I think we rode 30 miles, maybe more. 32 miles was the count, but I think it seems like it was further, but whatever. And I am I have a bike. It's a fixed gear bike. If you don't know what that means, it's just in the name. It's one gear. I don't have any. I can't change the gears. I can't coast. I can't just. If I pedal backwards, it doesn't. It stops the bike, basically. So it's a lot of work. And I was the only one doing that because it's the only bike that I have. Of course, I would love to have like a 3-speed or a 5-speed or whatever. But I have a fixed, and it's beautiful for just, you know, commuting and things, but on a big thing like this where there's a lot of bridges and hills, it can be a lot, but I had fun and survived somehow, and despite ending up being very sweaty and covered in dirt by the end of the thing, but it was so much fun, and I had no idea, like, by the time we got up to the Bronx, all the way from Brooklyn, I was, like, kind of beat, didn't know what was happening, never had heard of Pugsley's. I kind of purposefully walked into the tour just wanting to be taken on Julian's ideas and not like pre-plan or research. I just wanted to experience it. And I'm so glad I did that because I really didn't know how wonderful this place was going to be. So I'm going to read to you a little bit about Pugsley's. And then I will play so many wonderful clips for you, including Sal playing us some saxophone at the end of our meal. And the tasting of the pizza, we got to make pizza. We got to actually go back behind the counter and make pizza with Sal, which was just amazing. So, this is from Bronx Narratives, and it's Pugsley, Pizza, Family, and Love, and Sal. The Bronx is known for its Latino culture in the southern parts and its West Indian culture in the most northern parts. Right smack in the center is Pugsley, a family-owned pizza shop located in the heart of the Bronx, on Fordham Road. In 1967, 23-year-old Salvatore Natale migrated from Sicily to America with the hopes of becoming a big-time saxophone player. Fulfilling his dreams, Sal joined a band and traveled the country making music, money, and meeting women. Although he was living his lifelong dream, there was still a void. He longed for family. He wanted to be a father. The fast life no longer fazed him, so Sal eventually returned to Sicily to marry the woman of his dreams, Pina, who we got to meet, and she was so charming and lovely. After asking her for her hand in marriage twice, Sal succeeded and settled back into New York City to start his new life. No longer a professional musician, Sal realized he wanted to own his own business and create his own schedule. He sought advice from a former band member who suggested opening a pizza shop. Originally opened on Pugsley Avenue in the early 80s, Pugsley began as a chain restaurant, but there was still some competition, so Sal did not want to be any old pizza shop. He wanted variety, substance, and to stand out.
In 85, he bought what would become the home of Pugsley, a junkyard nestled on the corner of East 191st Street, directly across from Fordham University. Almost easy to miss, an old junkyard has transformed into a hub for students, families, and Bronx residents who resided in the neighborhood. If you're searching for this restaurant on main roads of Fordham, you probably won't find it. It's word of mouth, loyal students, and familiarity of their customer base is how it's well known. And the reason Pugsley's is special is because it's a reflection of you guys, says Sal. Upon entering Pugsley, you will be welcomed by a warm and friendly staff. And let's not forget, this is family-owned, so most likely you'll meet Peter, his eldest son, or Laura, Peter's wife, or who Sal unashamedly gushes about every chance he gets. Do not expect to just stop by for a slice. When you do stop by, expect to be in for a wild ride. An experience, that's what we are. Anyone can make pizza, but not everyone can make pizza with love. That's from Sal. And this is true. Every inch of Pugsley is covered in meaningful art, from handwritten notes on the wall in the cafeteria to booths separated by seasons and seasons of Polaroid pictures of students, residents, and local leaders. The wooden benches, vintage-style couches, and colorful decor give the restaurant plenty of personality. Popular dishes include traditional pie, garlic knots, marinated in mozzarella cheese and tomato sauce. If you're into spices, request a bowl of their spicy homemade pepper sauce with jalapenos, red and green peppers, and olive oil. I had that. It was absolutely delicious. So, yeah, this is all about Sal, but I want you to hear from him what it's like to be at this beautiful place. So I got to interview Sal, and I have a recording of that, but I also have recordings of us making pizza. So you're going to hear some field recordings right now from this experience of going to Pugsley in the Bronx. I hope if you're listening to this and you're even slightly curious that you will go. It's delicious. Immediately after I took my first bite, and at that point I can guarantee you I did not care how good it was going to be because I already loved the experience, but I loved it. It tasted like I remember pizza tasting when I was a kid, which anyone who's a pizza obsessed person, and that's me, will always say, like, the best slice is always your first. It's always the familiar. And for me, that's a place that's now closed that used to be in my hometown. And this tasted like that, and I was shocked. And the closest I've come to that anywhere else is Di Fara. So that's some high praise coming from me. So let's hear from Sal, and then I'll play some other clips of us talking to him, and what you'll hear will be basically us just being asked to go right behind the counter and start making pizza. So it was really just wildly such a wonderful experience. So thank you, Sal, and I hope I will give you this episode soon so that you can hear how much we loved the experience. So thank you so much, and thanks for listening to Radio for Brooklyn. Now, here is Sal.
38 years old, I'm tall, blonde, blue eyes. You don't believe it's their problem.
How long have you been making pizza here?
I've been making pizza over here since 1985.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how long Pugsley's been open?
Excuse me?
How long has Pugsley's been open?
1985.
Wow, okay, yeah. So that makes sense.
This was, used to be a horse stable.
Wow.
But I had another pizza store nearby, so I saw the college and said, let me do something specific for a college place.
Okay.
So basically, this is a reflection of whoever comes in.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Is there a college at the site? Fordham
University. My father, today it's this weekend is a jubilee. It's 25 years, yeah.
How long have you lived in New York?
I told you how long.
Oh, 1985. Sorry. Where did you come? Where did you move from? Sorry. I wasn't prepared to get a full interview. I'm excited.
Yeah, relax. So, I came in America in 1967, 69. Did you read the Woodstock thing?
I did, a little bit.
The story?
I didn't get to finish.
If you read that, you get a lot of...
Okay.
But you can ask me, what else you want to ask? I have a beautiful wife.
Hi.
We have four beautiful children.
Oh, congratulations.
We got seven great children.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven great children. And, so now, young lady, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Helen.
Huh? Helen.
Helen.
When we serve the pizza, yeah, we hit the gong three times.
Okay.
It's a different meaning.
Okay.
That means that we wish joy, glory, festivity, and everything.
Okay.
I want you to hit the gong. Come here.
Yay.
I want you to hit right now. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We can move back and forth. I can come with you.
It's okay, yeah.
I want some.
Beautiful. That's for the
pipe of death. Oh, the oven is very hot.
Yeah.
You can edit
it.
You're not crazy.
Yeah. I just didn't plan on that.
Yeah.
Here, darling, three times. Nice and strong. Three times. You go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Again. You lost it. Go ahead. Yes. One more time. Go ahead. With the seven is. Relax. With the seven is. Go ahead. Let it out, baby. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
You ever interview anybody until you interview me?
Okay.
I'm a freak.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also a freak out of leave, so
No, we're not a freak. We're cool. So, who are the two people who helped me make a pizza?
Oh, I think she went to the bathroom.
Oh, where's the bathroom?
Can I help you make pizza?
Come here.
Oh,
you come here. Pardon? I'm all yours. Ask whatever you want.
How long have you got?
No, like that. Not like this. You know, you gotta ask a crazy question.
That's a crazy question.
You can pull me in the corner.
Okay.
But we will do it.
Someone just handed it to
me. We will do it.
Okay, this is great too.
So, you know what you should do while you wait? Hello. You should read this aloud, this and this aloud. Take a picture of this and you can read later.
Okay. Oh, but I can just read it. That's okay. We are here at the... I forgot the name of this place.
Pugsley's
Pizza. Pizzeria. And I was told to read this, so I'm going to read it. Philosophy of gong. You associate something subconsciously that you really want in life and the sound of the gong, so when you think of the gong, you think about what you want to achieve, and later in life, based on what you wish, you will know whether you achieved, whether you gave up, or whether you're still striving for it. So that's the first part of this. I will take a picture later.
We'll read this later.
Okay.
Everybody. Okay, so, pardon? What color you like?
Yellow.
What color you like? Hello. What color you like? By the way, 2 weeks ago, Katie Cole, you know Tom Cruise's wife?
Yes.
She was here doing this.
No way.
Yeah. Okay, so this is flour. Get this thing out of here.
Sorry.
No,
I don't need it. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So this is flour. Get the flour. Get the flour. And here, this.
And brother this?
Yeah, and go like that. Go the flour because so it don't stick. Like all over. Okay, here, a little bit.
That's okay, all over your hands,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so go like this now, okay? Don't stretch and don't push. Just go like that. Hey, and sing a song. Sing.
Oh,
sing
a song. When the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie, that's amore. With me something and pasta for cool, that's amore. That's amore.
So after we're gonna have these two beautiful ladies also help us put the sauce. After. Okay, how we doing here? Good?
Yeah.
All right, wait. Okay. Look at me. Look. Look. Where are we gonna go? One at a time. Wait now. Wait. Here. Like this? Good. Get the feeling. Right. Get the feeling.
Just two chickens.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Alright, good. Here, get the feeling, darling. Get the feeling. Yeah. She's nuts. Good. Very good. Good nuts. Okay? So this is two. Wait.
That's beautiful.
Now.
Alright, we'll do three.
Should I have the ladies put the sauce?
Yeah.
Well, come there, ladies.
No, I'm taking video.
All right.
Go.
Yes.
Everything together?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
awesome. Don't go away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Look at this. Where are you? Oh, shit. I'm not doing that here. You up there. Okay, listen. Okay. Like this. And don't let it go outside.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, like this. Yeah, go ahead. Don't put more sauce.
All right. Stingy on the sauce, though. Amazonian goddess making us pizza.
Go around. Go around.
That's it with the sauce?
Yeah, no, like this. Yeah. Okay, you got it. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks really good.
Yeah, go straight outside. Okay. No, like this. Wait. Like this. Now, draw it hard. Draw hard. Okay, draw hard. Beautiful.
Do you do that
along? Yeah.
This is
around the
knees.
Yeah. That's like beautiful. Put the ground here. Guys. Get the cheese. Who put the cheese?
Okay.
The cheese?
The lactose intolerance.
Okay. Beautiful. That's
Mrs. Foster.
That's
Mrs. Foster.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. This is the first one plane, right?
Yep.
So,
just a few months ago.
Yeah. All right.
If I could just say, I'm excited, how about you?
All right, here, next. Where they go?
I don't know.
All right.
They couldn't stand the heat, so we had to get
them. They just repeat.
Get in there.
Come here.
Thank you.
Anybody want to come here? Come here. Here, get the feeling. You got it?
Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
You got another volunteer.
Go ahead. Come in.
He's not as cute as the girls, but he's very nice.
What is he? Who is he?
He's coming.
He's very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah.
Am I done? Am I done?
Yeah. Go ahead, baby.
So just like
just
twirl
go,
it?
Go. Come to common right. sense.
Like
good job.
Pardon me.
By doing this, we see your personality, your intelligence, your sense of humor, your common sense.
Wait.
Draw a heart. Beautiful. Initial. Beautiful. Let's give it up.
Beautiful.
I want the leader here.
I want the leader.
I want the man. Come here.
We got two of these, two pies.
Get in there, honey.
Yeah. Peanut. I want the man. Where?
Julian.
Good job. Julian, hold on.
Football cheese, Julian. Football cheese.
Julian, don't go away, Julian.
I'm right here.
Okay. Your hands are clean?
No.
Here, good. Go here.
Wait, they're not good. They're not clean.
Oh, here, good.
I hope you guys
Don't sing. Hey!
Ma non lo so che...
You're doing good.
Stai facendo?
Stai facendo. Parla italiano.
Un po'.
Bravo. Bene.
I had 1 year of Italian in high school, and I loved it.
He speaks French, and Chinese, and Japanese.
No, no Japanese.
And English, and a little Italian.
All of this?
You read this aloud, and then she read this.
Okay.
So the first paragraph?
Amanda's the magic.
Hello. Phil, radio.
It's here already. It's fine.
Oh, Amanda.
Yeah,
she's doing the radio. She's recording it.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Amanda has a radio show.
Can you record?
The gong.
Yeah.
Okay, it's recording. Philosophy of the gong. You associate something subconsciously that you really want in life with the sound of the gong. So that when you think about the gong, you think about what you want to achieve, and later in life, based on what you've wished, you will know whether you achieved, whether you gave up, or whether you are still striving for.
Capture the spirit of the moment and unleash your own potentials. Follow your heart and don't let anybody or anything steal your dreams. If you have a song to sing, sing it. If you have a bell to ring, ring it. If you have a story to tell, tell. Honor your parents, love yourself, and everybody else. Damn straight, Alex!
This is the guy. Come
that's
here.
Beautiful!
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
shit.
This
is the fun part.
Oh, yeah, darling.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's a weird one.
So now we're going to ring the gong.
One at a time. Personal, something you really want to achieve. Associate that with your subconscious. Stay there. Let it out, baby.
Hey, so you just heard Sal himself from behind the counter showing a group of like 15 of us how to make pizza. It was such a fun experience. I had a blast. I got a free shirt, an awesome t-shirt. And I can't wait to go back. Sal made us feel like part of the family pretty much immediately, and he didn't have to do that. It was just very kind and very fun, and I really just had the best time. And I should mention, but they had Moretti La Rosa, which is one of my favorite beers from when I was studying in Italy. It's Mr. Moretti is like a typical lager, but then they have La Rosa, which is a stronger one. It's sort of a red beer. It is absolutely delicious, and I had to have one of those and eat the pizza, which was, as I mentioned before, as good as I could remember my first favorite slice being. So I loved that. And then, somehow, to make things even better, I don't even know how it could have gotten better, but Sal came out and played some saxophone. I mentioned earlier that he was a musician before he owned these pizza places, so... He came out and played for us, so I have a recording of that, and I'm going to play that for you now.
I hope there's no music in here.
No.
Sal playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow for us, so generous, so loving, so happy, so welcoming. Thank you, Sal. Thank you, Pugsley. Thank you, Pina, and everyone there. And thank you, Julian, for organizing the bike tour. I had a blast. I hope we do more of this. I've talked about it before, but I've done a while back 10 tacos in 3 boroughs on a bike. So this kind of thing is fun because you're just sort of like, it's exhausting and it's rough and it's funny and it's just sort of, it's great. It feels like being a kid again a little bit. And New York has become a really wonderful city to cycle in over the years. So it was so much fun and it was so nice to just see so much of the city. So yes, a big thank you to Julian and Roxanne and everyone else who came out and participated and contributed and let me interview them. I had so much fun. And yeah, so after Pugsley's, we went down, we started our descent down into Manhattan, and we ended up at Joe's on West 4th, right off the West 4th stop by like IFC Cinema, and I did not get pizza there. I actually ended up going around the corner to Grom and getting gelato instead because I was tired and full, and when we got to Joe's, there it was a very long line, which by the time I got in gelato was gone, but I'd already gotten ice cream, so, you know, what could I do? But Grom is actually one of my favorite places. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before. When I lived in Florence, that is my shop. That was the shop that I would go to. I kind of have a milk allergy, not too bad, but I usually try to avoid really heavy dairy, so in the land of cappuccino and gelato, I was kind of struggling, and I didn't know how to ask for, like, lactaid in Italian, so I loved Grom because they make a lot of sorbettos, and they make this dark chocolate sorbetto that has no milk, and it's divine, and also they changed the recipe, but they used to make a coffee version of that, too, and it was my favorite thing, so that was really nice to end the day with some ice-cold ice cream or gelato, and they're part of the slow food movement in Italy, so everything, even if you do have a mild dairy allergy, they make their food, their gelatos very, very slowly, so you don't have to add a ton of cream. The flavor is then really strong because it's not overpowered by milk and the cream base, so this is some of the best I've had, and I love it there. And it's so nice to end the day on Bleecker, which has tons of famous pizza, including John's and other spots. But yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. And then the rest, Julian and Roxanne and our friend Kyle and some other pals, I think Nico,
they were brave. They kept going. They went all the way out to Staten Island to get pizza. I think it's Paul and Joe's. And I did not. I was too tired at that point. I did not trust myself to keep cycling safely, so I had to abandon that. But I do really want to go there, and I will report back when I do. I've heard things about that place for years. I'm really excited to go try that. Hopefully I'll catch like a Staten Island Yankees game and then end up there or something like that. But I've heard it's a wonderful spot, so I'll look forward to that. That about wraps up the content that I have for this bike tour. I will put all of the experiences, pictures, reviews, our route, if you're interested in using that, I'll put all of that on reciprocityradio.com. And of course, you can always find me on Radio Free Brooklyn from Reciprocity Radio, which will always upload the most current episodes. And you can check us out as a station because we are a nonprofit. So if you feel like you like what you heard or you like anything you hear on the station, please consider donating. We want to keep going and keep making really fun, freeform radio. That's what we're about. I feel so happy and lucky to be a part of this. So please check us out. And we always also have events. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, here's our next. What day is it? Oh, we have an event tomorrow. Tonight. Tomorrow, we have Diva Night. Oh, wow. I didn't even know about this. I'm just finding out. 6/11/2018. Start time is at 9 at the Pine Box Rock Shop. Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Britney Spears, Madonna, some of the biggest names in the music industry, and the reigning queens of pop come out to Diva Night on Monday, June 11th from 9 to 11 at the Pine Box and celebrate those artists who are your favorite women in pop music. This event is free, so tell your friends. This will be hosted by Evan Bieber of the Radio Free Brooklyn show Pop Rocks and co-host by Edward. If you like bringing out your inner diva, you can get dressed up as a favorite pop queen. It'll be a fun night of singing and dancing. That sounds great. And it's also a really fun way to start off Pride Month, which we are so supportive of here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Check that out tomorrow at the Pine Box. Also tomorrow at the same time, I think, I will be on Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane, and he is celebrating his 100th episode. And I was on the previous, I think it might have been the 50th episode, where we did covers of songs that that Shane had played on his show. And so I'll be there tomorrow night singing with Shane and listening to other people's covers. I'm really excited about that. So tune in tomorrow to Everybody Plays the Fool. Right now, as I'm closing out, I think I'm going to... I wanted to play a clip of Anthony Bourdain. As you know, probably this week, we lost a really, just one of the most impactful food writers and personalities in the food world, and who's just, I think, I can't think of a person I know who doesn't admire him and didn't. So it's been a really hard and tough week thinking about the loss of Bourdain and all of his contributions. So I think I'll just say some words about it and then we'll sign out. But he meant a lot to a lot of us and was very brave and kind and brash and generous and tried so hard to show the world to people and show the different sides of how everyone lives and eats and gathers around a table, which to me is the most moving thing. It's one of the reasons I do this show. And he was just, I don't know, he was so beloved. I really loved him, and I realized immediately that there's so many things I love about New York that I know and love because of him, whether that's the dumplings and lamb burger and Flushing at the food courts, or if it's, you know, Los Hermanos, where he went just down the street for tacos and it's a tortilla. They make fresh tortillas there. To my favorite burger, which is Burger Joint. And even though the location on West 8th is no longer there, you can still go to the Parker Meridian and go inside a secret dive burger bar. And I just, there's so much. I never look at pho or soup or any meal the same as without him, without his influence. So it was super tragic and so sad, but he gave so much to the world, and we're all very thankful for his words, his courage, his kindness, his insights, for teaching us that food is fun and sexy and beautiful and worth it, and just, you know, he gave so much. So I know I'll be marathoning his shows and listening to him and reading him and thinking about him as we move forward from this loss. And I just, I want to say thank you, Chef. Thanks for everything you gave us. It means the world to me to
share good meals with people I love. So, and that I think came so much from watching Parts Unknown and other shows and reading Bourdain. So, anyway, yeah, that was just a completely shocking loss, and I've been overwhelmed reading people's stories about the interactions they've had and how he changed people's lives. So, and I've always been taught that the best way to remember someone is to sort of live by them and through their actions and through their kindness. So I will eat happily and share happily with my friends and tell them I love them. So thank you, Anthony. I'm gonna sign out. Thanks so much for tuning into Radio for Brooklyn. Thank you for listening to Reciprocity Radio. Again, you can find previous episodes, recipes, all kinds of fun things on reciprocityradio.com. And I'll be back here Sunday at 5, as I am every week. Thanks for listening. And this is, of course, Dean Martin, because how else could I finish the show? I'll see you next week.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella. Amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore,
amore,
that's amore.
Se ti metto cappelluccio quando arrivi, ti faccio mettere un coppo ciuccio quando arrivi. Se ti metti scarpe russe, come vena tu, e quando tu, a faccia si va russa.